The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 628.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is China's first professional female surfer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Darcy Liu. Darcy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hey, Shana, what's up? How's it going? Hi, guys. I am Darcy Liu Dan. I am from China. I am China's first professional surfer. And I started surfing when I was 21. And I was surfing professionally for about over 4 years. But now I am mainly focused on ocean conservation. And also I'm working on our own surf brand company here in China.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's great that, you know, you started at 21. Most people might think that's too late, but, you know, here you are proving that you can start at any moment, no matter what happens. So thanks for sharing that. And Darcy, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote, I would say, I don't know if that's a quote, but I always believe in that waking up in the morning, smile to the mirror and tell yourself you are beautiful, you're smart, and just build that self-confidence from the first moment when you wake up, and you will start with a beautiful, confident day, you know?
Thanks for sharing that. I totally believe, like, you know, saying nice things to yourself is important. I know sometimes it feels weird, but, you know, the more you keep doing it, the more you get used to it. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confident, I have to say, when I grow up in an early age, I wasn't considering myself as a confident person. But I think getting a compliment from someone or a compliment other person, and it's the energy to build the confidence. For me, being confident is that I am believing what I do, and I can realize that what I do is that I can actually influence other person, and I can make other people around me that happier. And that's where I get my confidence from.
Thanks for sharing that. And I, you know, totally believe, you know, helping others, especially creating that positive impact, really does give us that confidence to keep going, especially when times are tough, because there's going to be days where we feel like we want to quit. But, you know, there's people out there who are saying, you know, because of you, I'm able to do this. Because of you, I believe in myself again. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And Darcy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
When I grew up in a very small, tiny village city, that's where I'm from. I grew up in a just very normal life till I went to art school. But going to art school, you know, it's very tough and, like, it's very competitive. But then until I met surfing, I think surfing really changed my life so much. Surfing build my confidence. Because of surfing, I knew my value, you know. I think before becoming a surfer, I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to speak English. I never traveled that much. And travel and find your own value in your life journey, that definitely will build your confidence, and you know what you're doing, and you know what you do is actually good to the world, and that make you believe you know your choice is the right choice. And a lot of people, they don't have a comfort because they're lost. They don't know what their purpose. I think while you're finding your purpose, then you will have the confidence back, you know.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally believe, you know, having a purpose is huge, because, you know, when there's something that's bigger than you, you're more willing to go out there and take action, right? Because it's not just about you. There's people out there who you want to genuinely help or influence in a positive way. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, before surfing, you didn't even know how to swim, or, you know, you couldn't speak English, but then now you're, you know, a professional surfer, right? And it's not like you started at, you know, at a young age.
You just never know. As long you believe, as long you can dream big and willing to work on it. And I believe that, you know, belief is like the most powerful thing. And believing, that's where it comes from, the comfort as well.
Yeah, I totally believe that, you know, it really does start with believing in yourself and taking that action. And, you know, because surfing has helped you build your confidence, what's your life been like now?
Well, I think without surfing, I think, so I'm 32 years old right now, and normally I will be probably married, have kids, have a general life. And I mean, that's everybody's life, dream life, right? But for me, I think I just chose a different path that there's over 4 billion people in China, but I am the one that the very first professional surfer in general. And I believe that the reason I come to the world is not just surfing. I think surf is going to be the key for my life that opened up for me to realize there's more things for me to do. That's after surfing, and I realized I see the problem of ocean pollution, plastic pollution. And I knew there's so much people that they have been influenced by me. And I think I am choosing a different life that and I believe that I can change more people's life, and that make me more confident and stronger. And yeah, I'm very grateful.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad, you know, you're able out there to choose your own path versus, you know, what people tell you to do. Like you mentioned, you know, go to school, get a job, get married, and just like follow what everyone else is doing. It just shows that, especially in a country like China, where it's like, you know, they tell you, you have to get married, you have to get married. You're out there doing your own thing and showing others that there's other ways to live life, right? So thanks for sharing that. And Darcy, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I just want to say, believing yourself. Believing is a very, very powerful energy. You might be at a moment that you're questioning yourself, and you might think you're doing something wrong. But you know what? Life is just like surfing. You might fall. All you have to do, just get up and stand on the board, ride that wave again, and you will be stronger.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love your analogy of, you know, the tip you mentioned, you know, go out there, stand on your board and ride the waves with confidence. I think that's a great tip, and, you know, just a great way to share with others that, you know, we can do it, and we just have to go out there and take action. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes. And if anyone wanted to connect with me, you can check my Instagram, Darci and Liu, Darci Liu.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Darcy, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Darcy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Darcy today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Darcy.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.